but I believe they're equally true with volunteers. Now, as you hear me say that, I don't want you to back off and say, oh no, how am I ever going to get people to be volunteering in my church if I have to follow all these rules? Well, let me tell you, that is the most vulnerable place a church has today in the aspect of potential liability. It is the use of volunteers who, in fact, are not what they seem to be. They're put in a position of trust, and they violate that trust. I don't have to tell you horror stories. You've already heard them about people in nurseries or in childcare who have abused children who did not appear to be anything other than an upstanding, appropriate Christian that had been put in charge of children. It happens. It is awful. And it continues to happen. And it will continue to happen until pastors and pastor staffs stop and apply these common sense rules to the appointment of volunteers.